private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Living a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you're living a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, or whatever ails you when it comes to fixing up your house, your home, your condo, heck, your trailer or your yurt. Those all count. It's what you call home. It's what we're here to help you take care of. Do it once, do it right, and don't have to do it again, and save a lot of money in the process. Help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with those home improvement and decor questions, or post your question to the Money Pit website at moneypit.com. Coming up this hour, if you're a renter and not all that happy about your kitchen, well, you might think there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Not so. We're going to share 5 spruce-ups for that space that can be done without wrecking your security deposit.
And also ahead, filters for your heating and cooling system can help remove dust and make it a bit easier to breathe. But with so many to choose from, which type really does the best job? We're going to help you sort out what it takes to breathe easy, especially during the upcoming spring allergy season.
Achoo, achoo.
Seriously.
Really almost here. And power outages can strike without warning, especially with the present winter winds and spring storms that are coming. We're going to have a plan for you to power through when your power is down.
And no matter what, when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun worth $49.
Going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. Pick up the phone, call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Mississippi, where Carl is taking on a decking project. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm telling you, I've had this problem with a deck for some years where I would replace the board and stain it and cover it up, seal it up good, and yet I seem to have boards that still kind of rot on me. So I've toyed with the idea of using a material that I see advertised called a Trex board or something similar to that.
Yep.
How much maintenance do I have to pay for that?
Yeah, Trex decking is great. It's a composite, which means it's made out of plastics and other materials. It's super durable. It's not going to rot or twist or warp like an organic material would, like regular wood. It requires really little maintenance. I mean, you do have to clean it every so often just because it does get yucky from the elements outside. It does get hot in the sun, so keep that in mind. And there's a variety of price points. Now, the lower end of the price point, I think, is like a solid single color, and I think there's only 2 color options. I remember like a gray and a brown. One side has like a smoother texture. The other side has more of a heavy wood grain look to it. And then, of course, the higher price point ends, you know, look like a variety of wood types and are really beautiful. Tom and I both actually have it. I have mine in a screened-in porch and the steps leading out to the yard, and it's been fantastic. I mean, it looks great. It lasts a long time. I mean, I've really had to do nothing to it, and I think the 12 years, something like that, that I've had it.
How difficult is the installation?
It's not terribly difficult. There are special screws that are designed to use with composite that are, they sort of have like a drill bit sort of body to them so that they sort of cut their way in. Otherwise, you get like a mushroom that comes up when you drill into it in terms of the plastic. But they're pretty easy, and they're also, and it's not just Trex. There are many types of composite decking out there. Some of them have hidden fastening systems so you don't even see the fasteners. So if you just look into this whole category of composite decking, I think you'll find a solution there. With most decks, you can remove the decking board itself. You keep the structure, so you keep the framing that supports the floor. I would probably replace the railing, too, so that everything you see is going to be composite now. I call that sort of a deck-over project. As Leslie mentioned, there is a little bit of maintenance, especially if you're in an area like Mississippi where it gets warm and moist. You may have some algae that grows on it, but you can clean that. But again, it will do so without causing any structural damage to that board whatsoever.
And it'll still hold the weight like anything, like a 2x6.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Sounds like a great product. I'll go get some and get to work.
All right, Carl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Cecily and I was on the line with a wallpaper conundrum. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have a probably 24-year-old townhome that I think the paper has been on the wall since for that long.
It was popular back then.
Yeah, back then. I'm just wondering, person I had in here tried to, where the wallpaper butts up against the ceiling, it looks like a bad job, and there's some marks, and he thought he could wipe it down, and everywhere he wiped it down, there's like a watermark all along where he looks like icicles, uneven line of watermark. And I don't know if it can, I've been told you can paint over it. I mean, we have vaulted ceilings. It's a lot of paper. And I don't know how you would, if what they took it off, there's actually some posts papered with it, and I don't know what's underneath.
I think the answer is you can remove it. It's a lot of work, like any type of wallpaper.
Right.
If you want to paint over it, it's going to look like the wallpaper
textured
underneath.
Paint.
It's going to look textured underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do like a really inexpensive short-term fix, you could paint over it. I would recommend that you use a very thick roller on that, because otherwise it's going to be very hard to get the paint in where it has to go. And maybe you might even need to use a slitted roller, the kind of roller that we use on textured ceilings, mm-hmm. where it has actually sort of slots in it, because it really gets in and around and thick and will sort of fill out that whole surface with paint.
Mm-hmm. Is it terribly difficult to remove?
It depends on how long it's been there, what the prep process was to the wall below the paper. I mean, all of those can add up to an easy job or a tremendously difficult job, and it's one of those things that you don't know until you try. And, you know, there are ways to do it. Now, with a textured wall covering like this, whether it's grass cloth or the string cloth, you can try to use, you know, a store-bought wallpaper remover. You can use a steamer. You can do homemade concoctions. One is white vinegar and hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Another is fabric softener and hot water. Both situations, you super saturate the walls and just sort of let it sit there
mm-hmm.
for a few minutes. I've even heard of clothing starch with hot water and making a paste onto the wallpaper. And I've used the fabric softener, and that does work. That
mm-hmm.
was a traditional vinyl, which I had to score first. But I've also heard with grass cloth that you can take a paint scraper and scrape the actual string cloth or the grass cloth off of the backing. So that might make it easier to remove. Either way, it's going to be a lot of work, and you never know what's behind it. You could get everything off, and the wall could be so textured and dinged up that you end up having to put a layer of drywall over it anyway.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That's very helpful, and I'm glad I called.
Terrific. Cecily, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Hey, just ahead, if you are a renter and you hate your kitchen, well, you might think you have no options for updates. Not true. We're going to share a few that can be done quickly and easily and will not mess with your security deposit. That's all coming up after this. Casita by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Casita's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Casita by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Casita by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Casita at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And from bathrooms to basements and gardening to garages, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. Help yourself first. Pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, we've got up for grabs this hour a really fantastic product. We use it a lot, both Tom and I. We love it. It is the best glue gun out there. It's the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it's up for grabs this hour. And it was actually named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics, so we're giving one away to a lucky DIYer.
Yep, this high-temp glue gun is heavy-duty, it's durable, it's great for DIYers and pros. It heats up really fast, and I use this a lot over the holiday because we had two new dogs in our house that love to take the ornaments off the tree and then proceed to, like, you know, chew pieces of them, and resulting in me having to do a lot of hot gluing to put them all back together. One thing I noticed is it's got a drip-resistant nozzle, which is cool, because typically I'm a sloppy glue gun user, and it gets all over the place and usually end up, like, what, gluing your fingers together at the same time?
Well, it hurts, too.
It does hurt, and it's really designed well, so it fits nicely in your hand. So it's pretty much good for school and craft projects as well as home repairs or carpentry. We're going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us for today's show. A couple of ways to do just that. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions right now to moneypit.com.
Heading to Pennsylvania, where Dave's got a question about keeping his brick house nice and warm. What's going on?
Well, I'm remodeling it, and it's a balloon frame construction, which means that, you know, there's no board to stop the fire. If it goes up, the fire blocks, and I have lath and plaster.
I feel like we have the same house, Dave.
Well, they're nice houses.
Yeah, sure, and well built, too. So you're trying to figure out how you can fill that cavity without sort of destroying the wall or the brick on either side, correct?
Or creating a mold problem.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. So in this case, first of all, let's talk about insulation priorities. I know that we all want to run to those exterior walls to insulate them first. But the most important place in any home to insulate is that uppermost ceiling right underneath the attic. And in most places in this country, most homes in this country, there's not enough. So if you're in Pennsylvania, you really need to have 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass or the equivalent in that space. That is the single most effective way to increase comfort and reduce heating and cooling bills. Once that's done, then we can talk about the walls. The walls are much harder to insulate, as you've described, because you don't want to destroy the plaster on one side and you have brick on the other. So the only way to do this is with blown-in insulation. And the blown-in insulation you're going to want to use is cellulose. Now, it's really a job that has to be done professionally because, first of all, they have to identify where those cavities are, which you can do with an infrared camera. And they need to make sure that every cavity is completely filled. And when the cellulose is blown in, it has to go in under a certain amount of pressure because there's a little bit of settlement that happens. And so that's why it's a little bit of a – it takes a fair amount of sort of insulation craftsmanship to get this right. But that's the step that you would need to follow to make sure you get the insulation in those spaces. Once it's done, you'll be able to see before and afters with the infrared camera to make sure that you've gotten all of those cavities filled. Now, if you can't get to that because of expense or time or hassle, you will have small circular holes about 2 inches in diameter to be patching at every open space, every open bay, I should say, on the inside. The other part of this that you might want to do is to make sure that the box beam from the basement or crawl space, that outermost lower section of the wood floor beam on the exterior wall, is also heavily insulated, because that will stop a lot of air that will try to kind of come up under the brick, so to speak, and work its way in there. But that's really what you have to do when you have a brick house. You really want to concentrate on that attic insulation first. The box beam is an easy thing to check off the mark, as is the attic insulation, and then you deal with the walls, and that's how you would deal with them. That's really the best way to do it.
Okay. Hey, do they have a product like vermiculite that you can still put in the walls?
The blown-in cellulose is really the upgraded version of that. You don't want to use vermiculite because vermiculite, you know the reason it's not used too much anymore? It contains asbestos. So not such a good idea to use that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dave, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Appreciate it.
Well, if you're a renter and you're not happy with your kitchen, you might think that you're pretty much stuck with it. Well, you're not. Here are a few simple but impactful projects that you can do to refresh the space without busting your budget or putting your security deposits at risk. Now, this is a great idea, and I actually love to use this in a lot of places around the house. You can use an adhesive backsplash, maybe like a peel-and-stick tile or a peel-and-stick vinyl wall covering, something like that that's water-resistant, really easy to put up, but best of all, removable. You want something that's repositionable, removable, temporary, super duper duper awesome. You can actually also attach a plywood sort of as a temporary backsplash that you've put tile onto and tile onto that and sort of make it as pieces that come on and off. That's a great way to add a special look that you like that's also not permanent. That's the key thing. Now, vinyl floor remnants, that's another option. You can lay it out like a rug. They're heavy duty. They're durable. You can cut them to fit a space, which really makes them a great temporary solution for a small space like a kitchen. Other things you can do is you can change out a light fixture, save the light fixture, put the other one back when you leave so you can have something more personal. I mean, there's lots of stuff you can do. You can add lighting under cabinets. You can remove window treatments if they're there, if you want more light, or add your own window treatments. Lots of different things because you can always fill a screw hole on your way out.
And sometimes less is more, especially when you take the doors off cabinets. If you do that, you know, you can have sort of this open shelf look and kind of help warm up the space, especially if it's a wood cabinet. And having all your stuff in plain sight also forces you to be organized. Stay neat, stay tidy.
Yeah, true.
Hey, if you got questions about projects just like that, you'll find answers on the Money Pit website at moneypit.com.
Renee in Texas is on the line with a question about cleaning a water heater. Welcome, Renee.
I got a stinking water heater. I left to go down to my daughter's house for about 4 months. I turned my water heater off because they thought I'd be there through the winter, and they didn't want it to freeze. They drained it. And when I come back to the house and fill it back up, the water stinks.
So they have a sulfur-like smell? They smell like rotten eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on is that you need a new anode rod. If you look at the top of the water heater, between where the two pipes are, you'll see what looks like kind of a hex nut, like a big bolt. And right below that is an anode rod. It's called a sacrificial anode. And it goes down into your water heater, and the water reacts with it, and it takes that odor away, among other things. And so if you have a strong odor, that's what you have to replace. It's not for the faint of heart. It can be difficult to get that anode rod out, even for an experienced plumber. So you're going to have to decide whether you want to go through the trouble of replacing the anode rod or you just want to replace the water heater. All right, and that'll do it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ron in New Jersey's on the line with a fireplace question. What's going on?
I live in a condo or townhouse that's about 25 years old, and it has one of those fireplaces that's the metal type they just set in there, and they build the studs around it, sheetrock, and it's gas logs. Well, it doesn't really work too well, and a couple years ago when we had no electricity, I tried to use it for heating, but it really didn't blow any heat in. It just pretty much went up the chimney. I'm thinking about replacing it, but I'm not sure. I have really no idea if there's one type better than the other that would also serve as a emergency heating system in the house.
So the reason you're not getting enough heat out of it is because it's a gas fireplace, and they rarely put out a lot of heat. In your case, to replace it, you would have to replace the entire unit. This type of unit is called a zero-clearance fireplace because basically it's an insulated box that can go against a combustible wall and not have any problems being used. So if you put in a wood-burning zero-clearance fireplace, you'll find that you'll get a lot of heat out of it. And if you want to step up the amount of heat that you could potentially get out of it, opt for the version that has a blower built in. And the blower will basically take air from the base of the fireplace, run it behind the firebox and out the top, and that will supply actually quite a bit of heat.
So it would be a wood burning, though, not the gas log.
Yeah, it would be wood burning. You're never going to get, well, I mean, you can put a gas fireplace in, but I just don't think you're going to get the same amount of heat out of it. And frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable with gas-burning fireplaces. I think there's a real carbon monoxide risk with them.
Oh, and it is vented. It's got the pipe that goes up out through the roof and all.
But you're still not going to get the same. It's basically decorative. You're not going to get enough heat out of it, as you discovered.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you're working on, whether it's a home repair or a home improvement, or perhaps you're in the planning phase. We can help. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, filters for your heating and cooling system, they definitely can help remove dust, and that will make it a bit easier for you to breathe, but there are so many out there. I mean, you go into that filter aisle, and it is very confusing very quickly. So we're going to help you sort out what it's going to take to help you breathe easy, especially during this upcoming spring allergy season. Yes, guys, there are other things than COVID. People still sneeze. People still get sick.
Yep.
We just got to handle it. So stick around.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, so I took on a garage cleanout project this weekend, and we got into the area of the garage, because it's a two-floor garage that I built a long time ago. We got in the area of the upstairs where we keep some of our Christmas stuff, and I hadn't been sort of deep into it, but, you know, sometimes the mood strikes, you dig in, you want to sort things out, and I struck gold. You know what I found?
What'd you find?
A bag of about 20 incandescent light bulbs. Remember those?
I'll take them.
I feel like I've been hoarding them or something, but we used them, and we used to have these Christmas bells that went around the outside of the house, and we used incandescent bulbs in there, and I found the whole bag of them, so now I'm good for a little bit. I haven't seen one of those in many, many moons.
I will tell you, I'm a convert now. I have totally switched over to LED bulbs all throughout the house. Not only did I switch to LED, I switched to smart bulbs, which,
yeah.
I mean, it's challenging for some reason. I'm going to call her the Allegra so she doesn't answer me while we're chatting here. But sometimes she hates me and never turns the lights on.
Don't turn the right one on. Yeah.
It drives me nuts. And I'm like, what happens if there's no internet?
Well, you know, we've switched over too, but it was just a moment of nostalgia to see that big catch of old incandescents there.
I will take them because I'm ready to go back.
Kimberly in Delaware is on the line with an interesting question. I'm reading your bath mats got melted to the floor. How did that happen?
No, I clean houses for a living, and I went to clean a house, and the lady asked me if I can get it up, and she said it's been there for 2 years.
What?
Wow, stuck to the floor, huh?
No, to the inside the bathtub. It melted inside the bathtub.
And you couldn't get it up? You couldn't pull it off?
No, I tried. It stuck there. It's like cement.
I'm thinking it might be glued in place and not melted. Did she buy the house with this bath mat?
No, she's had the house for 20 years, and she put the bath mat there herself. And she said her husband just put it in there so they wouldn't fall because they're elderly people. And it's been like that for 2 years, she said.
Well, I guess she would know herself if it was glued in place. I don't necessarily have a good solution for you here. I mean, generally, if I find something that's adhered and needs to be loosened up, I'll use a product like WD-40. But I'm afraid to tell you to use that in the bathtub because I don't want them to slip. But that tends to break any adhesive bond that is resulting, but it's also a lubricant. So, I mean, you could try very, very carefully under one corner of it, see if it loosens up, but you've got to rinse it thoroughly and scrub it thoroughly because otherwise you'll leave a very slick surface there. I guess the other thing that you could try would be an adhesive, a citrus-based adhesive remover. There are orange-based products, citrus-based products that are used to remove adhesive. But I have a hard time believing that this was an adhesive that actually glued itself to it. And I don't think it melted. I think there was some sort of maybe chemical reaction between the rubber mat and the bathtub that caused them to bond. Now, I will warn you that even if you get this up, it's very possible that the surface of the tub could be damaged. And, you know, you may be having something else that you don't like to look at there as a result.
And that's what I'm afraid of because I'm her house cleaner and I didn't want to get blamed for, you know, the tub being messed up either.
Yeah, then I don't think you should take, I don't think it's your responsibility. You know, I would say you tried, but it's stuck in place and leave it at that. I agree with you. You don't want to make the situation worse and get them upset and then be potentially responsible for finding a solution to an impossible problem.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kimberly. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT and have a great day.
Well, we can all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is unless you are an allergy sufferer, and that fresh air is loaded with pollen and dust. Now, air cleaners and filters, they're supposed to remove those allergens so you can breathe better, but with all the competing claims, it's really hard to sort out what's what.
Absolutely. So to start, filters are key, and they're an important part of your HVAC system. They're going to protect you and the HVAC equipment, both heating and cooling. And there are four basic types. Let's talk about the kind that don't require professional installation, and that would be, first, a spun filter. The least expensive, I kind of jokingly call them rock stoppers because they don't really catch a lot. They're really super cheap, but heck, they're better than nothing. If you want to step it up a little bit, you want to go for a pleated filter. The pleated filter is sort of folded like an accordion surface, And by doing so, it increases the amount of surface area, which makes it a much more efficient way to stop dust and allergens than a spun filter. And then there's a step up from that called a pleated electrostatic filter, which combines the pleated media with a static charge. And what that does is helps the dust particles stick to the filter, just kind of like magnets. But with all of these, the way you know if you're getting what you think you are is by checking the MERV rating, M-E-R-V. It stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values, and you're looking for a MERV that's between 11 and 13 for allergen protection.
Now, let's talk more about electronic air cleaners. These seem to have come a really long way in the recent years. I mean, they're becoming able to catch more and more even microscopic-sized particles, but are they worth the investment?
You know, I think so. Again, it's kind of that argument that if you're going to be in your house for the duration, and by that I mean like more than a couple of years, it's worth investing in a piece of equipment like that. It'll probably run you, I'd say probably at least $1,000, if not a little more installed. But basically, it's an electronic filter that's installed into the return duct side of the HVAC system, not a DIY product. And what it does is electronically sort of pulls out the tiniest particles, like viruses and even bacteria, and draws them to a collector plate. So it's a very, very efficient way of keeping your air as clean as possible.
Now, since we're talking about filters, I've got to ask you about this duct cleaning. I feel like a lot of people ask us questions about whether duct cleaning is really worth it. Is it going to make a difference? I mean, I think occasionally you should do it, right? But what do you think?
I'm not really a fan. And eBay has come out over and over again that said duct cleaning really shows no proof of being able to make your air in the house any healthier. So I think it's just kind of like the thought of having dust in your ducts. You're thinking, well, it must be there. I'll have to clean it out. Not really. I only recommend it, Leslie, if you've had like a big construction project done.
Yeah. Or if you've just moved into a house that you don't know.
Maybe. I think the bigger issue is just have a filter and make sure the filter fits. I can't tell you how many times I, as a professional home inspector, would open up the blower compartment of a furnace and then see that filter shoved in there the wrong size, held in with hangers or rubber bands and just not done well. It's kind of pointless, right? You've got to choose the right filter. It's got to be installed properly, and that's going to keep your air as clean as it possibly can be. 888-666-3974. If you're thinking about taking on a home project, a decor project, an improvement, planning for the future, give us a call because we would love to help.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call because we'd love to help you out with whatever it is you're working on. I mean, it could be a big project. It could be a small project. There are no dumb questions, guys. We have been through it all, so let us give you a hand. We're available 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, don't get stuck in the dark without a plan. We've got your power outage survival tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good things better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, your how-to therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up.
Yeah, we love to share the info and talk about all the stuff going on at home. And if you like it and you love the radio show, we definitely think you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Don in Missouri is on the line with a porch question. What can we do for you today?
I have a four post that has an exposed top.
Okay.
And the stair railing is fastened to it.
Okay.
It's got a bevel top on it, like that's what they put on most of them. It's treated lumber, and there is a crack that goes from, I'm going to say, a quarter, maybe 3/8, and I don't know how deep it is, but it's fairly deep. And I want to seal the top of it, or seal it so that water doesn't get in there, freeze, and expand the crack.
Now, Don, let me ask you a question. Do you want to paint this porch railing, or is it painted now or not?
No, we do not want to paint it.
And the reason I'm asking you these questions is because I'm going to tell you what to fill that crack with, but the problem is, you know, some of the materials that you use to fill the crack are not going to be the color of treated lumber. They're going to stand out and maybe look worse than the crack it looks right now. So I'm trying to figure out how you'd like this to look when you're all done.
Well, just the main thing is to keep water from running in there and freezing, expanding.
All right. So if you're not so concerned about the look, then what I would do is I would use an epoxy patching compound. You want to use a wood epoxy patching compound. And the reason I say that is because that has the ability to really stand up to the weather and bind to that wood material. You're going to apply it with a putty knife, and you're going to press it into that crack and then let it dry and sand over the surface to try to get the excess off. That's the best material to use for that particular situation.
Well, we've all seen the news stories about entire communities that had to go without power for days at a time. And if a powerful storm leaves you without that all-important juice, what should you do?
Well, first, here's something that you should not do. Don't use candles. Invest in some good flashlights with bright LED bulbs. Keep them handy. Always keep them in the same spot. And remember to check those batteries often.
Now, if your power goes out, you want to make sure you power down appliances and computers and don't restart them until the electricity has been turned back on for at least a half hour. Here's why, especially when it comes to something like your air conditioner, because when all those AC units come on, they have a big power draw right in the beginning. And when that happens across the entire grid, it kind of helps to destabilize it. So you want to give the utility company plenty of time to get that grid up and running and stable so you don't have multiple blackouts.
Yeah, and here's a tip you guys.
guys, when it comes to the fridge. Some of you like to open that door and stare at what's going on in there. Oh, maybe something changed since the last time I looked. It hasn't. All the same stuff is in there. So keep that fridge door closed because it will keep everything nice and cold. And really think about what you want from that fridge or freezer. Open it quick. Grab it. Close it up.
Also, we hear about this tragedy in virtually every storm. Somebody leaves a generator running in an enclosed space, and you get carbon monoxide poisoning. So don't do that. Never run a gas-powered generator indoors. Don't even run it in an open garage, and avoid cooking with charcoal or propane in any enclosed area, even an area that's outside with a roof over it. Don't do it, because that carbon monoxide has a way to get everywhere.
Deb in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are in the process of either building a home or looking into having a modular put up. And I would like to know if you have any pros or cons as a modular opposed to a building a home, a new home.
Sure. Well, I've actually built both, and I can tell you that the modular homes go up quicker generally. And they can be more accurate because everything is fabricated inside of a factory. And so you'll find, you know, tighter corners and, you know, squarer walls and that sort of thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with either approach. They both work. But if you go modular, it will probably go together a little bit more quickly. I guess the con of that is that you may not have as much flexibility in design, but that, again, depends on the factory you're working with and the builder you're working with. I will say this. You want to make sure you choose a builder that's very experienced with modular homes and not one who just thinks he can put together anything, because there are some peculiarities to them the way they're built.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this almost spring season? I'm thinking ahead to the spring.
I'm with you.
Get back outside. I'm done with this. Like, please let us outside again. Warmer weather, projects, people, even from a distance. Anything. We're here for you guys. Spring, winter, whatever. But really, let's push towards the spring. So tell us what you're working on this spring season so we can give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, do you know the advantages of installing a whole house water filter in your home? We're going to have that answer when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, so I was talking to a contractor, a mason, the other day, Leslie, and he told me about a project that he was called to bid on where another contractor had dug out the floor around the interior perimeter of a basement in a house that was really, really old, had a brick foundation. If you know about brick foundations, the brick foundation and the brick wall for the basement, it's the same thing. It doesn't, like, flare out at the bottom. They just start the bricks right on the ground. The guy dug it all out, and then what happened is there was a major rainstorm. So I bet you could figure out what happened next. All of that dirt ran out from underneath, and the wall collapsed.
Oh, geez.
And guess what kind of contractor it was that was digging out that hole? A waterproofer.
Ugh.
This is why we rail against these guys. They don't know what they're doing. He did not have to dig out all of that water. I bet you there was some simple drainage problem with clogged gutters or bad grading that would have fixed it. And now this poor homeowner has a partially collapsed home as a result. So let that be a lesson to you. If you get a problem with any kind of below grade moisture like that, just fix your gutters, will you? It'll probably go away.
Head over to moneypit.com and post a question just like Jenny did. Now, Jenny writes, I've always used filtered water pitchers, but I've been thinking about getting a whole house water filter in the house. What type of water would require one and how long do these filters last?
Well, I mean, a whole house water filter is just like the name says. It is usually installed after the water meter or the well pump on the main cold water line site. And because of its location, all of the plumbing fixtures in the house will benefit from that filtered water. I have one in my own house. I think they're a good idea. But before having your filter installed by a master plumber, you need to have your water tested, especially, of course, if you're on well water, to make sure that you get the best filter to fit your needs. And in terms of filter replacements, some of those filters can last you a year. It really depends on how much water you're using. But the filter replacement is pretty straightforward. When it's installed, there's a valve behind it and in front of it. So you turn off the fill valve to it, and then you can remove and replace that filter.
How large are these filter units? I mean, we live in a town where the water is questionable, so a lot of people get them, and I've always considered it, but I wondered the size.
Yeah, well, it's a question of efficiency. You know, the better whole house water filters don't have to be that large.
Interesting. All right, good to know. Now I've got a post from Diane who writes, when painting a room, do I paint the walls first and then the trim around the windows or the trim first and then the walls? Now, I don't know if there's like a hard and fast rule here, but I always do the walls first, trim last. I don't know why.
I think gravity counts.
Well, true. Ceiling, walls, trim. That's how I go.
Ceiling, walls, trim. Right. I mean, if you painted all the trim, it was all nice and perfect, and then you're taking that big old roller and you're slapping on your walls, you're going to slip.
Yeah, and sometimes I accidentally roll into the trim, and I'm not a taper.
Yeah.
I don't tape at all. Like, I'm a steady hand, but sometimes.
Pros hold that paintbrush like a pencil. That's how I hold mine.
It's like an extension of my hand.
Right. I had a conversation with my daughter the other day about this because she was like holding it, you know, just like a club. I'm like, no. It's like a pencil. It's like a fine writing instrument.
Like chopsticks. Chopsticks and a pencil.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with us side by side as we take on the home improvement projects that you are planning to do over the next few months. I think if you're like us, you're thinking towards the warmer weather. I'm already dreaming about some outdoor DIY projects to get my tail back outside. I always jokingly call it, Leslie, my north office is the front porch and my south office is, you know, the back deck and that sort of thing. I like to move the office around.
You've got multiple locations. You know what I just discovered today? I was chatting with a design associate, and my Good Morning America hours are 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. generally.
Right.
And they were like, oh, you're like on European hours. And I was like, that sounds so much better. I'm going to go with that.
It's just too bad you couldn't have the European experience that
right.
goes with it.
That's okay. I can pretend. You've got your multiple offices. I keep European hours. We're very cosmopolitan.
Well, that's what we do. And if you've got questions, remember, you can reach us anytime by posting your questions at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As more and more people get fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the questions become, now that I'm vaccinated, what is safe to do?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises if you've had both doses of the vaccine, at least for now, you should still follow the same rules as everybody else. That's in part because so few people have been vaccinated at this point. And while the shots strongly protect against severe illness and death from COVID-19, experts say it's not yet clear how well they block the spread of the virus. Whether people who have been vaccinated but get a mild or symptom-free infection can pass it on. They advise especially don't let your guard down after receiving the first dose. I'm Ben Thomas.
United States returned to the Paris Climate Accord. President Biden telling a virtual gathering of European leaders yesterday that the world can no longer delay or do the bare minimum to address climate change. Global leaders applauded the U.S.'s formal return to the mostly voluntary 2015 agreement that former President Trump began pulling away from last November. Relief across the southern U.S. on Saturday as temperatures warmed up to over 50 in some spots, melting a lot of the snow and ice. Meteorologist Laura Pagano from the National Weather Service says temperatures in Texas for the most part on the rise.
The good news is that we are going to be seeing temperatures rebound above freezing, and that is going to be the case throughout the remainder of next week as well.
Big challenge now is cleaning up and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. President Biden declaring a major disaster in Texas, directing federal agencies to help in the recovery. The White House says Mr. Biden hopes to travel to the Lone Star State next week to visit the area. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800 800- 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Restorers at the Louvre Museum in Paris are using the coronavirus pandemic to repair the museum and its famous artworks.
The forced closure has granted museum officials a golden opportunity to carry out long overdue refurbishments that were simply not possible with nearly 10 million visitors a year. Head curator of the artifacts department, Elizabeth Antoine Koenig, says the Mona Lisa has good reason to silently smile over her empty gallery. When the museum reopens, everything will be perfect for its visitors. This sleeping beauty will have had time to powder her nose. When the museum reopens, initially only visitors with pre-booked reservations will be granted entry in line with virus safety precautions. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Collective sighs of release could be heard from many European capitals Saturday after President Biden made clear his first major foreign policy address rejecting the America First slogan. More at townhall.com. A Colorado man sprang into action in order to save his dog's life fighting with a mountain lion that had attacked his pet.
Gene Winnell of Estes Park says when he took his 9-year-old boxer Sadie out early one day, they encountered a mountain lion that nearly killed the dog. Winnell scanned the hill by his property with a flashlight looking for the reflection of any predator's eyes before letting Sadie off her leash. But he knew something was wrong when he heard his dog start to whimper. He picked up a stick and hit the mountain lion in the face, and then the mountain lion released Sadie and ran the other way. He said he lost an eye in the attack and received more than 70 stitches. Patrick Frost reporting.
Fifth night of peaceful protests denouncing the imprisonment of a Spanish rap artist once more devolved into clashes between police and the members of a fringe group who set up street barricades and smashed storefront windows Saturday night in downtown Barcelona. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your DIY dilemmas, the projects you'd like to get done, the projects you're planning. You need help solving a problem. You got something on tap for the warmer weather ahead. All great topics for us to talk about. There's a couple of ways to get in touch with us with those questions. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. If you do, you will get a voice system where you can leave your name and your number and your question. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, picking the perfect paint color is a really good way to brighten up any room. But did you know that some paint colors actually have been shown to be able to brighten your mood as well? We're going to have some tips on the best paint colors to spark both a better outlook and a brighter space.
And if you're lucky enough to have either steam or hot water heat, you know that radiators can be nice and comfy during the cold months. But if the air gets stuck in that system, those radiators will end up being as cold as ice. And then steam radiators can bang and they cause quite a bit of a racket. Now, the fixes for both are pretty simple, so we're going to share some tips for fine-tuning hydronic heat in just a bit.
And wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms or laundry rooms or basements. We're going to have an overview of what will work coming up.
But before we do all that, this show is mostly about you. We want to help you take on your next home improvement project. So if you've got a DIY dilemma, a decor project, or you're dreaming of the warmer days ahead and you want to start planning an outdoor living project, we can help.
And hey, guys, we're giving away one of my favorite products on this show. I've used it a lot. It is the Arrow GT300 glue gun. We've got one to give away. It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. So call us right now with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post those questions to moneypit.com.
Kayla in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Just got married and moved into a new home. And it already had a Honeywell whole home humidifier installed in it. And it seemed like a dream come true. I thought it was going to be amazing. But we have 100-amp service. And every now and then our breaker will trip. And you don't even know downstairs unless you're down there. And I've gone down a couple times and the basement is flooded, and it floods, like, over into the other room, like, into the where I eventually want to lay carpet and have, like, a family room.
Is that because the dehumidifier condensate pump stops working?
I'm not sure what it is. There's, like, an overfill thing for it, and I'm assuming it's supposed to lead to a drain, but the drain is in the laundry room, which is in the opposite direction.
Okay, so when everything is working correctly, this dehumidifier is going to take moisture out of the air, drop it into a reservoir, which you either have to empty or it will pump out somewhere. Usually, if it's got a condensate pump associated with it, it can pump up sort of against gravity, and there's a clear plastic tube that goes out and leads to a drain somewhere or even outside the house. If you have a power failure, you know, it's not going to work, and it might actually start to leak maybe back into that room where you are. Of course, the dehumidifier is not working at that time, so it's not going to leak for long, but I could see how it could create a bit of a puddle. So your problem is not so much with a dehumidifier, but why you're having a problem popping these breakers. Now, 100-amp service is actually a pretty darn good service, and it frequently doesn't get the respect it deserves. When these breakers pop, it's not usually because you're pulling more than 100 amps. It's because whatever circuit you have this particular dehumidifier on needs to be improved, perhaps by adding an additional circuit. But the service for the house should be fine.
Okay. It does have the clear hose that leads outside.
That's what's going on. When your power goes out, the pump stops working, and that's why it's leaking. Okay? So focus on getting this plugged into a circuit that is a little bit bigger than what you have right now. An electrician could help you sort this out, but it's not a big deal to add an additional circuit just for that device.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
David in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a native stone-faced fireplace, with a cinder block core. And it's thankfully on the outside of the house. However, the roof line continues so that it covers our carport. And if it rains substantially, after a bit, it begins to get little ripplets of water that drain on the outside of the stone, you know, into the carport. So it's a bit puzzling. We tried to rephase the flashing, you know, we just black tar and that sort of thing, but still seems to leak a bit, when there's substantial rain.
So I'm having trouble imagining the layout here, but is this a situation where you have water from the roof that's running down towards the chimney?
Yes.
And does the chimney have a cricket? Do you know what a cricket is? It's like sort of a peaked piece of flashing that diverts the water around it?
It does have a flashing that runs around it. That's correct.
Okay. Well,
a cricket is not just a flashing. A chimney cricket is like a modification of the roof plane where it pitches upwards so that the water doesn't actually strike the back of the chimney. It goes around the chimney.
Oh, no, no. It's a consistent roof line sloping downward.
So one thing that you could do is you could put a piece of flashing on the roof to intercept the runoff from the roof that's heading towards the chimney and sort of divert it around it. And that kind of like sort of diverter move will reduce the volume of water that's striking the chimney, and that can help minimize the problem. Now, in terms of the flashing repair itself, you mentioned tar. It's probably the worst thing you could put on a chimney, and I know that folks do it all the time. But the right way to do it if you have a flashing leak is to replace the flashing. And flashing is always installed in two pieces. You have a base flashing that goes under the roof shingles and against the chimney. Then you have a counter flashing that goes in the chimney mortar joints and then down on top of the base flashing. And it's done that way so it can expand and contract with the movement because the chimney is going to move differently than the roof. The tar might give you a temporary seal, but eventually it's just going to crack. So I would recommend you install a diverter, try to move some of the water around the chimney, and if it continues, do a better job repairing the flashing in the chimney because it shouldn't happen.
Okay, will do. I appreciate it so much. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your call, David.
Ruth in Michigan has got a window question. What can we do for you?
My windows fogged up, and they had condensation on them, on the centers of them, as well as when it was really cold 2 years ago, I actually had frost on the inside of the window. And I didn't know what's wrong with the windows. What do we need to do with them? They were put in new about 25 years ago.
Okay. So that could be the problem, the age factor. So now when you say you see frost and condensation, is that on the interior side, or are you sort of seeing it in between the two panes of glass?
On the interior.
Okay. So generally what's happening is that the thermal seal, the gas that's in between those two panes of glass that regulates that temperature difference,
mm-hmm.
when you're starting to see condensation or when you see freezing on the interior, that means that the gas that was in between those two panes isn't there anymore. So you're not getting that thermal, you know, space in there to block that heat or the coolness transfer. And that can happen because there's a seal within the windows that eventually will fail. You know, it's not guaranteed to fail, but a window that's 25 years old, it's a good chance that that's no longer functioning for you. And I think at this point, that's not something that's really worth repairing, you know, or you should look into a replacement window for that, which, you know, could be super affordable. You can find some great prices out there, and then you'll be able to get one that's truly thermal pane and help you with all of your, you know, cool transferring situations.
Okay. So I may have to replace my windows is what you're saying, rather than try to repair them.
Well, that's right. Once the window seal fails, it's not repairable. Now, generally, it doesn't result in a huge energy loss. It's mostly inconvenient because, as you've learned, they'll condense and fog. But if you want it to go away, you have to replace the windows. It's not repairable.
Okay, but it you're saying it doesn't necessarily reduce the insulation factor, huh?
It does to a certain extent. It's certainly not as efficient as a new window, but are you going to get a return on investment by replacing that window that's going to equal the amount of energy you saved? Probably not, or not, certainly not for a long time.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about that, too. Okay, that's been very helpful. I wasn't sure what was wrong, and I was wondering whether replacements would be the best option or not.
Well, now you know. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're available 24/7. So tell us what's happening so we can give you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, picking the perfect paint color is a great way to brighten up your room. And some paint colors can actually do double duty and brighten your mood at the same time. We'll have tips on the best paint colors to spark a brighter outlook and a brighter space when the Money Pit returns. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy three, four, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Are you ready to take on a DIY project this spring, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next home renovation project.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. And hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy the podcast too, which you'll find at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Hey, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit or how you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It is an awesome glue gun. Super high temp, really heavy duty, durable for DIY and pro projects. It heats up really fast. It has a drip resistant nozzle, which is very helpful if you are a messy DIYer or just happen to accidentally burn yourself on occasion. It's really great. It's got an adjustment knob so you can control the glue. You're not wasting glue. It feels good in your hand so you're not getting that hand cramp from using the glue gun for too long. And the nose design really helps you get to those hard to reach corners, or even if you need a little bit of an extra reach if you're in sort of a tight work area. It's a really great glue gun. We love it. It's perfect for all kinds of projects. It's worth $49, but it's going out to one lucky listener this hour.
Make that you. Call us right now with your home improvement, your repair, your decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kirk in North Dakota is on the line with a lighting question. What's going on?
So I got a quick question on fluorescent lights. You know, a lot of your lights are, of course, rated, you know, 60 watts, et cetera. So my question kind of came in the fact that on the fluorescent bulb, it says this is equal to a 60-watt bulb. But sometimes it's just not enough light. So what happens, or are you allowed put a bigger bulb wattage, because since fluorescents are supposed to be taking less electricity, can a guy put a bigger bulb in there and a fluorescence that says equals to 100 watts because it's still drawing less electricity?
So I think what you're talking about here is compact fluorescence, Kirk?
Right.
So the wattage limitations on fixtures is based on a calculation that involves incandescent bulbs, and it's because it equates to heat. You know, a 100-watt bulb is going to emit a certain amount of heat, and if the fixture is rated to take that heat, that's what it's rated for, and you can't put more than that. When it comes to fluorescence, you're only using a quarter of the energy, so a 15-watt bulb would deliver the same equivalent of 60 watts of light. You can have a bulb that delivers the equivalent of a bigger watt bulb, but you're still not actually putting that amount of electricity into it. Does that make sense?
Right. So you could actually, like you say, if it's a third, if it's rated for a 60-watt incandescent bulb, you could virtually say if there is a 150-watt bulb in a fluorescent, you should be able to put that in there and not cause an overload and get more light out of that same fixture.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't double it. But I might, if it calls for a 60, I might go up to 100, because then you're moving from saying 15 watts to 25. But I have a better suggestion. Forget the compact fluorescents. They are an outdated technology. The LED bulbs are where it's at today. They deliver a much better quality light with just the same, if not more, savings.
But you know, that was the whole issue, is sometimes you just don't get enough light out of some of those fixtures.
Right. And I think that and also they're very temperature sensitive. If it's a cold area,
Well, and then they're color sensitive as well. You know, when you get a CFL, you have to pick what color temperature you want that bulb to feel, and they can all feel extremely different. So you might pick something that gives a cold, harsh light, and you want something warmer. So there's a lot of experimenting with what type of fluorescent bulb you're going
to
get.
Well, I'll have to try some different things, but I was just worried about the wattage and making sure I didn't overheat the original fixture.
No, you're smart. You're smart to be concerned, but I'd take a look at the LEDs, and I think once you start trying them, you'll be disposing of those CFLs.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, this is the time of year that really drags on for a lot of people. The holidays are over. Winter's dragging on. Spring seems like it's nowhere in sight. Plus, add in COVID. Everybody is just losing their mind, but we're waiting for that warmer weather. It's going to show up. So one project that's definitely going to perk your mood and brighten your space is painting, because it turns out that a lot of colors can do both. For example, orange. It creates a warm and inviting environment. You can choose a soft shade with sort of a pink or a yellow undertone, and that can really liven up a space. And that might be perfect for a foyer or a powder room. I think you need to think about what kind of space gets the right light for that color. Blue, it's a beautiful color. Do not be afraid to go dark with blue. I mean, it's a good idea when you're picking a blue tone to paint a very large swatch on the wall in the room. Check it out. Look at it in different lights, different times of day. The lights that you turn on, the natural light, all of it. I mean, it's really an extra step that's worth it, because you don't want to get through the work of painting that space to just be like, well, I don't think I like it. Now, another color is yellow. Super happy, but if you go too light in a room with a lot of natural light, you're going to lose that whole yellow tone. So don't be afraid to go for a deeper orange shade, something that maybe even feels a little bit more, you know, leaning towards orange, like a marigold. Yellow is gorgeous, and if you find the right tone, it can really make a space look fantastic.
I love that idea to paint a big swatch on the wall. That's really smart, because, as you say, that color changes over time. And
it's so hard
to try to figure out what the color is truly going to look like in your house when you're just looking at a small paint card sample. You know, whether you're in a store, whether you're outside. I remember last time we painted a room in the house, I was in a Sherwin store, and I pulled out some whites. And you know, whites, there's oh, my God, there's 40 different cards worth of whites. And it took them out in the parking lot and looked at them in the shade, looked at them in the sun. It was just really hard to tell. So the idea of just painting it on the wall, buying a small can, especially if it's a big paint job that you're doing, is just really a smart way to go.
Mary in Massachusetts is on the line with an appliance that's acting up. What's going on, Mary?
The bottom fills up with water, and I mean probably an inch or two. But say we run the dishwasher at night. I get up this morning at 7, there wasn't anything on the bottom of the dishwasher. And about an hour later, it was filled. And it's been doing that. And we don't understand what's going on. We've had the hoses checked, you know, make sure they're not bent or anything. Or but we can't figure it out.
Okay, so have you cleaned out the bottom of the dishwasher? Sometimes the drain gets clogged. That's the easy fix right there.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
So you have no food particles there?
No.
So there must be an obstruction somewhere that's causing it. There's an obstruction somewhere in the line that's causing the water of the plumbing in that part of the house to back up, and it's just evidencing itself in the dishwasher. Have you checked the connection to your garbage disposal?
Well, I don't have a garbage disposal.
You don't? So it drains where? Does it drain into the trap under the sink, or where does it drain?
Right, into the trap under the sink.
Yeah, I think you're backing some water up there. It's going back up the hose and into the dishwasher.
All right, then I'm going to have somebody come over. We did have someone come over. I don't think he's, he honestly couldn't figure it out. He, you know, checked the hoses and make sure they weren't bent or anything. And he stayed for a while, and, yeah, and it happened again. The water started coming in after he ran it.
So if you're running it and it's not draining, then there's a different set of causes for that. It's either a drain pump or the drain impeller, or there's a solenoid kit that has to do with removing the water. But if you're telling me this water is showing up when you're not running the dishwasher, then I think it must be backing up through the plumbing system. Okay, Mary? So I think that's a good approach. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, hardwood floors can add beauty and value to any home, but one thing they can't do is stand up to moisture. Fortunately, there are many new floors that look amazingly like real hardwood, but can handle getting wet without warping. So we're going to share those tips next.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Now, whether you are planning on buying, selling, or just enjoying the home you're in, we are here for you every single step of the way. So give us a call with your improvement, home decor question, whatever it is, right now to 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, Tom, you're about to get a really big project started at your Money Pit, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're actually removing and replacing, upgrading our entire heating system.
That's a big project.
It is a big project. And I thought, well, why not wait till the coldest days of the year to do just that, right? Don't be a sissy. Don't do it in the summer.
Really put it to the test right away.
No, wait until it's below freezing. So that's what we're doing. And you know what? I wanted to share that I got three prices for this heating system. One was from a contractor who had been working with us and servicing our systems for a long, long time. And he came in at over $14,000, which I thought was outrageous. And I was really shocked, so I turned to my friends at Home Advisor. I got two references from Home Advisor, two contractors right away, and they both came in within $500 of each other, and they both came in at about half or less than half of what the guy who I've been working with for the last 5 years was going to charge me. So just shows you again that when you turn to Home Advisor, you get good quality pros at a good price. And these guys were both sharp enough to point out to me that I had $1,300 in rebates I was going to get as well off the price they had given me.
Wow.
Because we're going with a high efficiency combi boiler. This is going to replace the big boiler, the big water heater with one unit. And these new boilers are so small, Leslie. I was looking at the space, at the size of it, because I have to put a piece of wood up on the wall to support it. 18 inches wide by 28 inches tall. It's like the size of a kitchen cabinet.
That's it?
A wall cabinet, for that matter.
Wow, that is amazing. I mean, there's so many benefits of going with a more efficient unit, and you're so lucky that you found somebody who was able to point you in that direction and help you take full advantage of all of the rebates and all of the offers to make it truly a great deal for you.
And the best part is we're going to keep our heat on overnight. We may lose hot water for a while, but we will suffer through it, and I'm really looking forward to the improved efficiency. And I so appreciated being able to find these pros on Home Advisor. It really made the job a really simple project to tackle.
Jody in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I actually have a problem with my foundation. It's an exposed foundation. About 3 feet high around the whole footprint of the house is exposed. The cement block foundation that had parging on it originally, And the parging was cracking, so it was recommended by a masonry contractor to put dry lock over it. So this is what I did. I put they add color to the dry lock, so I put it over the whole foundation, and it started to crack and peel and bubble.
Yeah, you didn't adhere properly. First of all, isn't dry lock usually an interior masonry paint, not an exterior masonry paint?
Well, this particular masonry guy told me that he's actually used it on the bottom of swimming pools, so he thought that it would work. And when he saw it later, he said, wow, I've never seen it do that.
Yeah, how about that? Just experimenting with your house.
I did call the dry lock people, too.
Yeah.
And talk to them. And they told me to try to power wash it, try scraping it. But it's just become like a huge mess. You know, I mean, it peels in some places it adhered.
Yeah, the problem is that now that you've got that on there, you've got to get it off because you can't put new stuff over the bad old stuff. It just will continue to peel.
Yeah, the problem is that we are on filled in marshland and so we're on clay and sand. And the cement block, you know, it sort of leaches up through there. So it's always sort of damp coming up from the ground anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking the block wall might have been wet when you applied it. It might have been visibly wet. But see, those block walls are hydroscopic. They absorb water really, really well. And so if it's on a moist situation, that water is going to draw up, get behind that paint, and nothing causes paint to peel faster than water. So unfortunately, at this stage, you're going to have to strip that off.
Oh, my gosh. And we're right on the water. You know what I mean? We're on the bay. So I'm always worried about things that are not environmentally friendly.
The other thing that I think you probably could do, and this is a big job in and of itself, though, is you could have a mason attach a woven wire mesh to that foundation and restucco it. And in that case, it could go right on top of the old junky paint because you're not really sticking to the foundation, you're sticking to the mesh. So that's another possibility.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, because I guess in some places that was used before underneath the parging.
Well, the parging is simply a stucco coat that goes on top of the block wall, and it's typical for the parging to crack, and usually it cracks along the lines of the masonry block.
Yep, that's what it did.
And that's not necessarily a defect. That's pretty much just the way it goes with that stuff, especially if they don't put it on thick enough. So I would consider, if you really want to have it to look like a traditional masonry foundation, I would consider having mesh put up there and then properly restuccoed. If not, you're just going to have to peel that paint off any way you can. I might take a look at some of the citrus-based paint strippers if you have some that's really hard to get off.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sorry about better news. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms and laundry rooms or basements, because if solid hardwood gets wet, it will swell and it will buckle, and once that happens, there is just no going back. Now, a better option in the waterproof flooring category that looks like real hardwood but doesn't have any of those hassles associated with it is engineered vinyl plank, or EVP. And the nice thing about EVP, it is totally and completely 100% waterproof. It can stay wet for an extended period of time. There is nothing to decay, to warp, to twist. So wet mopping, bathroom splashes, pet accidents have absolutely no impact on it. And the stuff looks great.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be confused by its name. When you hear the word vinyl, you start to think of like, oh, God, this is going to be ugly. It's the old-fashioned stuff. It doesn't work. It's really yucky. It is not. Today's EVP is quick. It's got the easy installation of a laminate, and it comes in lots of high-end styles that really capture the authentic grain, color, texture of actual real hardwood. I mean, they look amazingly like the hardwoods that inspire their design, so definitely check them out.
So there's really no limit to where you can install EVP. It goes in very easily. It doesn't show ripples that are caused by imperfections in the subfloor, and it's super durable. And that's great for busy homes. It's not going to show dents from heavy furniture, you know, moving the refrigerator in and out if you have to hook up a water line, or kids dropping stuff. I'm really impressed with it. Used it in two spaces. Used it in my mom's kitchen and also in my sister's laundry room, and it came out great both times.
give us a call. Let us know what you're working on. We love to hear about whatever sticky home improvement situation you've gotten in, or maybe you've done a great job and you want to sort of brag. We're happy to hear about well-done projects as well. Or you're planning something. Whatever it is, we're here to help you on your home improvement journey 24/7. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Next up, our heating systems are really getting a workout this month. If your home is heated by hot water, we've got some tips to make sure it runs at peak efficiency when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation, and the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, from bathrooms to basements, gardening to garages, we are here with impartial expert tips to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. Help yourself first. Reach out to us with your how-to questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Well, if you enjoy the radio show and you're learning lots of great things, we think you're definitely going to enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Well, if your home is heated by hot water, you know this is one of the most pleasant and efficient heating systems out there, especially because the heat is moist. Now, there are two problems that are common to hot water systems, and they can be pretty annoying. Fortunately, they are both very easy to fix.
Yeah, and the first one is a cold radiator. If that happens to you, it probably is because air got stuck in the wrong place in the radiator, and it needs to be bled. Now, if the problem happens repeatedly, you want to consider installing an expansion tank that's going to separate the water from the air, or an air eliminator valve, which is called a Spiro vent. Plumbers know what that is. It's probably not a DIY project, frankly, but there is an easy solution. The second one is banging pipes. That is even more annoying, and it's very common with steam systems. The noise is actually little steam explosions, and it's happening because the radiator is not at the right level. If it's pitched so that the radiator is going to drain its moisture, its condensation back down to the line, that will solve it. Again, a fairly simple job. You could try re-leveling. Well, it's not actually supposed to be exactly level. Make sure you re-pitch that radiator so the water runs back down the pipe, because with steam systems, remember, there's one pipe up and one pipe, same pipe, takes the water back down to be reheated. So you want to make sure that the radiator drains towards that spot. Sometimes the floors, if they settle over the years, it'll shift. And you can move a radiator a little bit, but if you move it too much, then you may break that joint open. Then you're going to have a big problem. So if you're confident and you're feeling the love, you can go ahead and try to readjust it yourself. It will stop those pings. But if not, just call the plumber, because if they break it, they kind of bought it, and they'll be able to fix it. They'll have all the tools right there at the same time.
Tim in Minnesota's on the line and has a question about LED lights. What can we do for you?
I just replaced my LED lights in my basement, which I have recessed cans.
Okay.
From time to time, I get, not all the time, so that either you dim them a little bit and they start fluctuating, they go up.
Right.
Didn't change the dimmer if the dimmer was, I don't know if it was equivalent for LED lights, but.
Yeah, there is. Lutron is the company that actually invented the dimmer way back in the 60s, and they have a product called the CL dimmer. It's designed specifically for dimmable LEDs and halogens and incandescent. And I've got these in my house, and I like them for this reason. There's a range on these dimmers that you can set. So you can set like the minimum power and the maximum power, and that's important because what happens is if you go down too far, depending on the LED, it will flicker and sort of go out. So you can bring it down and like identify like the bottom in terms of the lowest setting. And then, of course, you can bring it up to the top. And you could set that range so that you don't have to worry about that flickering happening. Once you kind of set it, it's done. And you can also put a mixed lighting load on it. So if you had a situation where you had some LEDs and also some incandescents and CFLs all on the same dimmer, you know, by having that ability to adjust the range, you can make sure that they all go down as low as they can, but they don't go down too far where they start to flicker. That said, the LED bulbs themselves have to be listed as dimmable. Some are and some are not. The ones that are dimmable actually obviously work a lot better.
I know those are dimmable because I knew to ask for that.
So then you just need the right kind of dimmer. So you're looking for a Diva CL dimmer by Lutron. You can find them at the Home Depot. They're not very expensive, you know, 20, 25 bucks, something like that.
So does anything with I also have another issue with the same thing that I can go turn them on and off and I get shocked by the screw for the plate.
That's a different issue. Yeah, that's a big issue. That sounds to me like you might have driven the screw somewhere and nicked the wire. I would have an electrician fix that for you. That's definitely a problem.
I didn't have an issue when I had incandescent, so is it because of my house?
Nah, I don't think it has to do with the bulbs. Nah, wouldn't believe it. I would get an electrician on that. That sounds dangerous. All right, hey, listen, thanks so much for calling us at 888 MoneyPit. Good luck with that project, and don't do it yourself. Get a pro to help. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are planning this spring, what you're working on this winter, whatever it is you've got going on at your Money Pit. Let us lend you a hand. Coming up, we've got one caller who wrote in about her kitchen. It's kind of dark, so we're going to help her shed some light. Coming up.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, Lori posted a question for us on MoneyPit.com, Leslie. She says, my kitchen isn't that big. My one window is the only source of natural light. Can you suggest any window coverings that will provide style but not block out the sunshine?
I mean, you don't have to have a window treatment, Lori. You can keep the window naked. You don't have to be naked. The window should be naked. But, I mean, that's definitely a big trend. As long as the window trim looks fantastic, put a fresh coat of paint on it, you can keep it wide open. Let that light in. You'll see the outdoors maybe for the first time, and it's really lovely.
Well, there's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us wish, but one way to take the edge off all that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their costs when it comes time to sell. Leslie has some tips on which improvements do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, like the housing market itself, there are things that fluctuate from year to year when it comes to what projects you should be taking on at home. Now, right now, there are a number of exterior projects that are really delivering super great returns on your investment. That's referred to as an ROI. You've probably heard that before. So that's what they mean. You're spending money to do the project. How much are you going to get back at the time of sale? So the top five, number five, is a deck addition. If you build it out of wood, you're going to see 72.1%. I mean, people really love to use outdoor spaces, and I think this past year has shown that you've got to have an outdoor space. So make that deck functional, make it look great, really give yourself sort of that outdoor escape, because who knows how long we're going to need them for. forever pregnant. Number four is window replacement. We're talking about vinyl windows. Those are going to give you 72.3% return on your investment. I mean, think about it. You're going to get better energy efficiency. They're going to function better if you've got a window that's just not quite working at home. You don't have to do the entire house. You can sort of start side by side, work on the problem areas first. And really, a new window looks fantastic, and a replacement window is not a huge project. Now, number three is siding replacement, and we're particularly talking about fiber cement. You're going to see 77.6% return. Now, the benefit here is, you know, rather than wood, the fiber cement's not going to expand, contract. They're painted in the factory, and they're painted on all sides, so it's really going to stick very, very well. I mean, for quite a long time, I've had my new siding now 8 years. I think you've had yours 16.
I mean, a long time. It looks just like new because it doesn't expand and contract, so it really sticks very, very well.
It looks great. Yeah, and it's going to make your house look fantastic. Now, kitchen remodels are at number two with 77.6%. If you plan on moving, go neutral. Don't go too trendy. Don't pick anything that you think is super cool, like a black countertop. People like them, but not everybody does. So pick something smart. And number one is garage door replacement. Get this, with 94.5% return on investment. That's huge.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has a big impact on curb appeal, right?
It sure does. I mean, it really can make your house look fantastic and stand out. And there are so many different choices that are super durable. So you can find something that matches your architectural style of the home. And I think it's interesting because people usually think, oh, baths, bathrooms, number one, they got to be. But they're not. Bathrooms, their return on investment is in the 55 to 60% range. So it's decent, but definitely nowhere near that garage door.
How about that? So it really pays to pay attention to the value of improvements you're putting in to your home. It definitely has an impact on what you sell it for when that time comes. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom, and that bad advice tends to spread like wildfire. So we're going to help you separate fact from home repair fiction on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.